Jimi Hendrix and the Band of Gypsies, live at the Fillmore East on 105.9 The Big Kahuna, Honolulu's only classic rock. I'm Dave Lawrence, and now we'll hear the conclusion of our exclusive Big Kahuna interview with Jimmy's legendary recording engineer, Eddie Kramer, as our intermission special continues. And coming up later, we'll go one-on-one with Jimi Hendrix bassist Billy Cox. It's all to celebrate the new Blue Wild Angel, live at the Isle of Wight. Brought to you exclusively from 105.9 The Big Kahuna, Honolulu's only classic rock.
Tonight, as you know, on the air here, we're doing a special on-air finale to Jimi Hendrix Day. And since we're also presenting Blue Wild Angel on two big screens over at Pipeline Cafe for an exclusive Big Kahuna audience, and live at the Fillmore East in its entirety would be our sort of on-air finale, if you will. And I was wondering if, to the best of your recollection, you could sort of paint the pictures of that whole process of those shows taking place.
Well, the Fillmore East stuff was recorded. I mean, this band, as the public probably knows, was put together specifically because Jimmy owed an album to Capitol Records, and it was decided to do it at the Fillmore East Live.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequently, I mixed the album with Jimmy, and I've mixed this thing a couple of times now. But the latest one is the definitive version, I would say. There were a lot of things surrounding this. I mean, this was a brilliant band. I mean, it had tremendous power. Jimmy, Buddy, and Billy really got in the groove, as it were, and those shows were tremendous. I mean, they just were historical shows. The audience was just stunned by the performances. And of course, there's the famous one of the shows wasn't all that good, and Bill Graham was the one who went backstage and said, "Jimmy, come on, man, that was terrible. You got to do better than that." And Jimmy went, "Oh yeah, you're right." And the next show, he just pulled out all the stops.
Were you there when that happened?
I was not there. No, I wasn't there for that particular confrontation. But it is well documented.
Yeah, no, that's a historical one.
I would also say, the latest versions that people can buy now of this that's really the definitive version. It does sound really quite good.
Yeah, the one that we're playing here tonight is clearly the one that people should pick up live at the Fillmore East, it's called, on Experience Hendrix.
And there's also, of course, a DVD of that as well.
Yeah. Prior to the New Year's shows that we're just talking about, you were involved with a gig that some may arguably say is Jimmy's best known, and that is Woodstock, the original Woodstock in 69. And I'd like it if you could talk about how you came to be so important to documented rock history as we know it, just beyond Jimmy, with that entire festival.
I was asked, actually, by the guys who were making the film, because they obviously Jimmy was the star attraction at Woodstock. Unfortunately, he never got on at the time he was supposed to, which was Sunday night. He was supposed to close the festival. But as you can imagine, everything dragged on and on. It built up over a period of 3 days, what I call 3 days of drugs and hell. And he actually only started performing at about 9 o'clock on the Monday morning, and of course, you see that awful shot of the crowd sort of dissipating and all the mud, the sea of mud. But Jimmy somehow manages to pull it together and do an incredible version, the Star Spangled Banner, which is historical, and it's so much burnt into the American public's ear and eye to hear Jimi Hendrix perform this in his inimitable way.
And it's now part of the American cultural lexicon.
It really is. And I was so fortunate enough to be asked to go up there and record the whole thing. The only way I could possibly have done it, we had vitamin B12 shots, and my God, they were painful.
And you did festival, right?
Yeah, I recorded the whole thing. I was up for 3 days and three nights. I basically slept for a few hours each night on the floor of the truck behind the stage where we were recording this. And it was recorded 8-track, if you can imagine. So it was very primitive, to say the least. There are many, many stories I can tell you about it, but suffice to say, that when Jimmy went on, the place lit up. The remaining people who were there just lit up.
Yeah, no, I mean, he had the charisma, and certainly in any situation, he could bring it out. Someday we'll have to pick your mind just on Woodstock.
And the same thing applies, I think, to Wild Blue Angel, or Blue Wild Angel, because he actually says it both ways in the movie. He says, Wild Blue Angel, or Blue Wild Angel, say whatever way you want it.
Right.
And that movie has really been transformed, because when I first saw it and heard it, I wasn't all that impressed. But subsequently, when one sees the entire performance from beginning to end and what's been done to the film, and now I've had the opportunity to remix it in 5.1 surround sound, which is hopefully what you guys are going to be seeing in Hawaii, it really is a challenge for Jimmy to pull himself up by his own bootstraps and make this thing work, because what's happening is there's all kinds of garbage coming through his amp. He's got taxi cabs blasting through it in the middle of his songs, and it's very disturbing. So he actually stops the show and starts it one more time because he was so upset. But he manages to pull this amazing performance out of himself and the band. I mean, he goes on, he closes the show, it's 400,000 people, it's raining cats and dogs, it's England, you know. I mean, English cats and dogs are different than American cats and dogs, you realize that?
Yeah, they're big when they come down.
Yeah, they're big-ass cats and dogs. Anyway, he manages to pull us together. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, people are sort of all, you know, really pissed off, and he just does an amazing job. It's very compelling. It's a hell of a compelling film, and I urge people to go and see it. Like I said, it's a compelling performance from beginning to end, because you see this man struggling, and you go with him on his struggle. You go with him on this journey, and at the end, he triumphs. And that's what's so cool about the movie.
Wow. Did he ever talk to you, Eddie, about his different time that he spent here in Hawaii?
I think he enjoyed Hawaii. I'm sure he found it fairly relaxing, but I know he also had... there were some problems with the movie that was being shot. And
sure.
We won't go into that detail, but suffice to say that the guys who were doing it were, let's put it this way, are not quite of this planet.
Right, right. Yeah, I've heard that rap before. Before I send you off on your way, because you've been so generous with your time, one final question here. Lisa from Hawaii Kai said, of all of the projects that you've gotten to work on in your career, which one would you choose as your favorite, and why?
Well, it has to be Hendrix, and I would say probably Electric Ladyland, only because of its scope and its breadth, and the fact that this was an opportunity for Jimmy and I to really show off what we had learned over the period of time we were working together.
Well, certainly it is, I would call it your marquee artist, in a roster, however, of marquee artists. Thank you so much, Eddie Kramer, for doing this, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, and I'm looking forward to coming to Hawaii sometime very soon.
Yeah, I'd love to put together a thing and bring you guys out here, and we encourage everyone to go get the new Jimi Hendrix on DVD, CD, VHS, or limited edition collector's vinyl, Blue Wild Angel, live at the Isle of Wight. Honolulu's only classic rock gives a big kahuna respect out to you, Eddie Kramer. Thanks, man.
Bye now. Hi, this is Eddie Kramer, and I've recorded From the Beatles to Led Zepp, Joe Cocker to Kiss, Santana to the Stones, and, of course, Jimi Hendrix. But the geezer I'm still trying to book in the studio time with me is my good friend and buddy Dave the Man Lawrence on 105.9, the big bloody kahuna, Honolulu's only classic rock.